This is the Corporate Watchdog Radio Viewpoint for the week of November 19th, 2008. The top Benny Award for 2008, given by the Business Ethics Network, or BEN, to activist campaigns holding corporations accountable, went to the Clean Up Ecuador campaign for bringing Chevron to justice for decades of pollution in the Amazon. The campaign is led by Amazon Defense Coalition and Amazon Watch. Mitch Anderson of Amazon Watch has our commentary today, produced in partnership with BEN.
Emergildo Criollo, leader of the Cofán people of the Ecuadorian Amazon, was only a small child when Texaco first arrived on his people's land in 1969. He remembers the helicopters, big metal birds, as he called them, hovering over the rainforest canopy, and the hordes of oil workers setting up camp in the forest, their strange language, machinery, and intentions. Emergildo and more than 30,000 other indigenous peoples and settlers soon found out what oil drilling would mean for them. Over the next three decades, Texaco made the cold decision to use Ecuador's Amazon as a dumping ground to lower production costs to the bare minimum. Texaco deliberately dumped over 18.5 billion gallons of toxic wastewater into Amazon waterways, about 4 million gallons per day at the height of its operation, poisoning drinking water sources with carcinogens such as benzene, and causing a public health catastrophe that continues to worsen by the day. This disaster has been dubbed the Rainforest Chernobyl. Texaco, as the sole operator of the oil production facilities, chose to dump its waste in Ecuador in ways that were illegal in the United States at the time. Whereas in the United States, standard operating procedure would have compelled Texaco to re-inject its production water into the ground, in Ecuador, Texaco never once did so. The U.S.-based oil company was willing to damage innocent people's health and their homeland by polluting in ways it would never have dared to in its home country. In thousands of pages of internal Texaco memos obtained through a lawsuit, there is not a single mention of any concern about the environmental impact on the indigenous people living in the region. Emergildo and other affected people have organized and fought back. Under the banner of the Frente de Defensa de la Amazonía, Amazon Defense Coalition, in 1993 they filed a landmark class action lawsuit against the company in the U.S. They used the Alien Tort Claims Act, originally used against pirates. It's now being used to bring U.S. companies to justice for human rights abuses abroad. Chevron inherited Texaco's toxic legacy when it bought the company in 2001. After 10 years of delay, the case was transferred to Ecuador at Chevron's request in 2003. Now a verdict is near in a small Amazonian courthouse. In 2008, a court-appointed independent expert recommended that Chevron be held liable for damages between $7 billion and $16.3 billion. A verdict against Chevron will have historic consequences that extend far beyond Ecuador. This case is likely to result in the largest environmental damages award in history. It also represents the first time that indigenous people, for violating the law, have forced a multinational corporation to stand trial in their own country for violating their human rights. Too often, developing countries take advantage of weak environmental and human rights protections and/or weak enforcement. A verdict against Chevron will send shockwaves throughout the corporate world for despoiling the environment. A verdict against Chevron for violating fundamental shockwaves throughout the corporate world. Days of pollute or run over. It's been a very long road to get here. In response to the case, Chevron promised a, quote, lifetime of litigation. Corporations will know they can be held accountable anywhere in the world for despoiling the environment and threaten to avoid paying any damages. For local affected communities, delayed justice means that the suffering continues unabated. Emergildo lost two children to contamination. They ingested the toxic water from the Agua Rica River. His wife is recovering from uterine cancer, and his aunt recently died of mouth cancer. But against all odds, Emergildo and the thousands of rainforest residents have remained hopeful, and now they have the company on the ropes. The evidence is in, and a verdict is imminent. Justice is on the horizon. For Corporate Watchdog Radio, commentaries from Ben, I'm Mitch Anderson of Amazon Watch.
Check out corporatewatchdogradio.org for links to Amazon Watch and Chevron Texaco.